No? Wait. Alright, along, please.
Hey.
Okay, everyone, if you could take a seat, please, we'll get going. Hello, first of all, many congratulations for being back in Malaysian World Champion 2012.
Thank you.
Must feel pretty good.
Yeah, it's, I think I probably went a good bit early in the week. It was a long travel year, and I think I didn't expect to play this well. I played, the game was there, so that helped a lot. A bit tired on a few rounds there, but most of the guys did a long trip here, and it was just good. Played really well, and really over the moon with the result.
And just put into perspective, in your words, the achievement itself coming from the Masters and what happened last week. It's an amazing performance.
Yeah, it was. I feel it was important for me to put up a good fight this week. Last week was tough, but it takes a bit out of you. When I came here this week, I played Pro-Am and played Thursday, and I felt, the game's definitely there. It's just a matter of, am I going to keep focused and not just plod along, I did that very well. This morning was a bit tough. I didn't feel like I swung it really well this morning, and had to make great up and downs to stay at 13 under. But then the afternoon came, and after the short miss I had on the sixth hole for par, I sort of woke up, focus-wise, on hitting better shots, and I played really good that back nine.
Thank you for that. Do we have any questions for Champion Talak? Can you use the microphone, please?
Okay. How important do you think it was to win this week after last week? How important might it be for your season and your confidence?
Yeah, I think just having a good week this week was important. Playing well this week. I didn't want to come here and have a bad finish. And I think this means a lot. I've been playing well for a while now. Finished third in Houston, second last week in the win here. So it's definitely a great confidence boost for the rest of the season. My next event will be TPC in America, and I'll take a few weeks off and then start working again for that.
No, apart from a fantastic victory, for which congratulations, how much did it mean to you having your wife and children here today in the circumstances?
Yeah, it was unbelievable that she decided to come with, flight was booked from Augusta back to South Africa, and she said she wanted to come with. She knew she was going into a tough week with the kids. She was unbelievable this week, and it was great. It was great having them here. It always is, it's always nice when you come off the 18th green and your little girl's there waiting to give you a hug. If you play bad or good, she doesn't matter. She wants to give you that hug, which is great.
Louis, you played two extremely long rounds yesterday and today. How much was it just pure adrenaline rush as opposed to your form?
Today was, it was a lot of golf today. It was 26 holes today, and it's only gonna get warmer and warmer out there. So I knew it was so important keeping focus, not just trying to attack too much and put yourself in difficult positions. And I did in the start this morning. I felt aggressive and didn't come off. I started with bogeys and had to make big safe putts for pars. And then settled a bit down. So once you settle in and feel a bit more comfortable during the round, and I'm feeling like I swung it really well, then then you know, it's it gets easier, focusing better.
Michael,
at the ninth hole, you had a flop shot to get onto the green out of the rough. How difficult is that shot?
Luckily, it was lying a bit up. It's normally, you know, if it's really tight lie, it's very tough. But if it's lying up quite a bit, it's also tough. You can go straight underneath it. But it was one of those where, you know, you just get there and you just see the shot immediately. It wasn't even an option of bumping it into the slope. It was just pulled lob wedge, and you know, my caddy knew exactly what I was thinking and didn't try and talk me into any other shot. So, you know, you get those moments on the golf course where you just know what you're going to do and what you need to do to hit the shot. And obviously I was trying to get it within 4 or 5 foot, and, you know, just came out perfect.
What was going through your mind when you came on the last tee box? You know, I mean, you were 17 under, and I'm sure you win a win. So what was going through your mind then?
Well, it was luckily the tee box were quite a bit up, you know. It was an easy decision then on just hitting a driver down there. When the tees are way at the back, my strategy the whole week was hitting 3-iron short of everything, because you can't get them two anyway. So now I was, you know, I was very confident. I was trying to make a birdie, really, you know, hit a good tee shot, just pulled the 3-wood a little bit. And, you know, once you get to the green, I think you relax so much that you just want to get it over with. You just want to chip it on 2-putt, or even if you 3-putt, you know, you just want to get it over with and to relax quite a bit.
Louis, how important was the 13? Do you consider that a turning point, a key point in the round?
Yeah, 13 was a tough hole. 12 and 13, two good driving holes. You need to hit those fairways. You know, knowing that Stephen was only one behind me that stage, and playing 14, 16, 17, you know, it's I knew I had to get just a little bit more ahead. And I had a, you know, it was a 7-iron at first, and then the wind just switched a little bit on me. So I could pull an 8-iron, and I knew I could never go long with my 8-iron, so I could hit a proper full golf shot, and you know, hit it perfect to 12 foot below the pin probably, and that was a big putt. You know, I felt it was a momentum towards me, big time putt, because going into 14 through to 17, and even with the tee box at 18, I knew there were still quite a few birdies out there, so I needed to get like, you know, 2, maybe 3 ahead quickly.
Louis, when you took charge after the second round, at what point did you feel that I could do this?
Well, I think even after the first round, you know, I felt like I knew I was swinging it well, so it was just a matter of staying in the moment, you know, just playing shot for shot, not get ahead of yourself. And but you know, Friday was tough. I think I was more tired than I expected to be on Friday, and did really well to be 2-under when the siren went. And then you know, Saturday had a good day, but the whole way around, I didn't really look too far ahead. You know, I just wanted to play to put myself in a position to have a chance to win this event with 7-8 holes to go. And you know, I did that. And then when you get to that stage, then you think more about you know, taking a few pins on or playing a bit more safe.
Describe the feeling between this one and the Albatross. In Augusta, going into history as well.
Yeah, no, look, the Albatross at Augusta is something that you don't really even dream about, because, you know, it's to be the first one to do it on that hole was just something, you know, out of this world, really. And it was great. It was, I mean, to be part of any history at Augusta is special, but to me, this one was really, you know, it was very special. For me, you know, it felt good to come back this week or to come this week after what happened last week, just to show myself that, you know, when I'm in a tough spot on the golf course and for a week, that I can pull it off.
Your first win in Asia, would you be featuring more prominently in this region after this?
You know, my schedule is worldwide. I play all over the place, so it's a tough one to say. End of the year, I normally play quite a bit over here in Asia, so I enjoy coming here. I mean, I've got no problem playing here, and you know, it's nice to play in the heat. We're used to it out in South Africa.
Louis, with or without the green jacket, would you go through that travelling business again to come back to defend your title?
You know, if it's the same week as this week, you know, I normally take a bit of time off after Augusta and to make a stop here is fine.
I think that's a good way. And Lou, many congratulations. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There's one size bigger than what you were wearing earlier.
Thank you.